Greetings, Creakers. Well, we had a damp, low-key, Earth Day celebration, but nevertheless quite a few of you wandered down to check things out and have a dance on the mandala. The Roberts Creek Community Association would like to give a big shout-out to the participants and volunteers who helped make it happen. Even on a gray day, it is a beautiful spot and I was reminded of how fortunate we are to live here. It's important to celebrate that while keeping mind the bigger picture outside of the glass bubble I often feel we live in. So apparently warmer weather is on its way and I have been wandering around humming, "Here comes the sun," although I am aware I could regret it. But in the meantime, I am anticipating taking my book and my lunch to a favorite beach spot. That will involve a swap of seasonal wardrobe. "What?" my partner commented. "You have summer and winter clothes? Men." This is end of season wind-up time for many groups and so there will be lots of concerts coming up. One of the first is this weekend, when the Sunshine Coast Concert Band will present their spring concert at St. John's Church in Davis Bay at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday. A part of the Sunshine Coast Orchestra Association, this group rehearses in Roberts Creek and there are Creakers who play in this group. Tickets are $20 at Straight Music or Gibson's Florist, but those under 12 are free. This is an opportunity for your kids to see and hear a live band and hopefully be inspired to join their school band program in the fall, and it might prompt you to haul that saxophone out of the cupboard. On May 6 and 7, Inspirto Vocal Ensemble will be presenting their spring concert at Calvary Baptist Church. You will see many familiar faces in this group too. Tickets at Viva Voce at SeronaMinhart.com. I encourage you to check out posters and media to find out about concert performances by other local groups and support them. This Sunday the 30th, note the date change, Streamkeepers will be doing their second planting of native species to protect our streams and salmon spawning habitat. This time it's at Malcolm Creek from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. A record number of people turned out to help at Roberts Creek, so hopefully the same will happen this time. Meet at the foot of Metcalf Road and be prepared with rubber boots and a spade. Streamkeepers would also like to announce that they are part of a project to install fish-friendly culverts and one of those will be in Metcalf Creek. This will allow salmon to access new spawning areas. Activities are amping up at One Straw. Their farm stand behind the Gumboot restaurant is expected to open soon and they have some great workshops coming up like Flip Your Lawn to Garden, and How to Make Sourdough. Check it out at onestraw.ca. Many people don't realize that the streetside garden in the heart of the creek is a One Straw initiative. If you would like to donate seeds or bulbs or volunteer with this project, contact SSG at onestraw.ca. This Sunday, April 30th, there is an important workshop taking place at the hall on wildfire prevention and protection. The event is from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. and with the first part being a presentation by Fire Smart Representative Kelly Hatful and the second part being a roundtable discussion on prevention and becoming a Fire Smart community. Considering we have already experienced wildfires on the Sunshine Coast, this is an important event to attend if you can. I am unable to, but hoping that it will result in some guidelines that we can all follow. Weekend music at the Legion includes the Steve Kozik Trio on Friday night and on Saturday it's a DJ night with Bridge and the Young Ancestors. Don't forget about Wednesday night jam. It's a great opportunity to try out performing or hear what your neighbors are up to. Well, I started out thinking I had nothing to say but apparently I did and there's no more space. More next week. Please send me your events and ideas, MounceyYvonne@gmail.com.